pumpkin spice lattes, tailgating, college football, sipping on hot apple cider, while binge watching new episodes of The Mindy Project, The Blacklist, New Girl, Grey's. Get ready to break out the mulled wine, cozy sweaters and boots. The official start of autumn or fall is just moments away. I'm so ready to slip into the cooler weather and all the dreamy rituals that come with it. But I'm not putting the summer clothes away just yet. Wrangling your wardrobe for this season can be super frustrating. Why? Because all of a sudden the weather acts like my husband, flipping through the TV channels trying to find something to watch during the summer. It just can't seem to land on a temperature and stay there. The weather is constantly flip-flopping between hot and cold, sometimes all in one day. If you've ever regretted leaving the house with all those layers only to make a mad dash into the closest store to pick up a cheap tea to alleviate your sweaty discomfort, love, I want you to know I feel you and I've got your wardrobe transitional needs totally covered. Oh yeah, and I nearly forgot, Southern Hemisphere babes, don't despair. Simply reverse this blog post to transition your wardrobe from winter to spring. And Bob's your uncle. Hi, I'm Shelley Cohen, and if you're new here, I'm a personal stylist, confidence coach, and pretty space creator. I help heart-centered girl bosses who want to ditch the yoga pants and greasy bun but feel completely lost finding a style that radiates confidence while being oh so cute and comfy. I help her curate a closet and life she adores so she can focus on serving the people she loves and who need her gifts most with unwavering brilliance. Here are 7 quick and simple ways to transition your summer wardrobe into fall, sans frustration. Tip number 1, the duster vest and trench coat. This is one of my favorite ways to add some warmth to a summer outfit while looking oh so chic. It's your secret weapon, kind of like a great pair of shoes or your favorite handbag. A duster jacket, much like a trench, comes in a variety of different fabric weights. The main difference between the two styles, aside from the structure of the garment, is the sleeve options. A duster jacket comes with the option of sleeves or without, aka a duster vest. Which means those of you who wouldn't get the wear out of a heavier coat can opt for a little lighter outer layer with your blouse, tee, tank, dress, jeans, or tailored pants. Regardless of what type of outer coat you choose, consider the color. This is a fun way to add a pop of color to a monochromatic look or add a little sophistication to an already polished outfit. Styling tip. When choosing your duster or trench, consider the length and the cut. Does it suit your body shape and height? For example, I'm 5'5 and I prefer to opt for soft, flowy fabrics that the hem doesn't sit any lower than an inch below my knee. Any longer and the proportions look totally off. Tip number 2, the casual jacket. Everyone has a jacket they love and adore. Try adding it to your favorite summer ensemble. A military jacket, a leather or faux leather jacket, my personal fave, a denim jacket, a poppy eclectic jacket, or get your sparkle on with a sequin jacket over your super casual outfit. I know this seasonal wardrobe tip seems like, yeah, duh, Shelley, tell me something I didn't know. But I challenge you to have fun popping your jacket with pieces you don't normally pair it with. Pop your leather jacket with a super feminine floral dress or throw a sequin crop jacket over your graphic tee and ripped jeans. It's seriously easy but gives your outfit a fun poppy element. Consider adding some bling to your new look, like the cute 80s inspired pins from Bandeau. Adding a jacket can totally change the look and feel of your outfit in a hot second. Push up the sleeves and you're ready to rock your day. Tip number 3, the oversized cozy cardigan and graphic sweater. Say hello to cute, cozy, and playful. An oversized cozy knit cardigan gives a super casual look, a relaxed boho vibe. An oversized cardi looks amazing over a casual bodycon dress, denim shorts, or jeans. It's a great way to add texture and an extra stylish element to a basic outfit. Leather leggings, a basic tee, and an oversized cardi looks oh so effortless, but so stylish. Then there's the graphic sweater for a playful look. Tuck it into your favorite skirt, add a collared shirt underneath it if you want a little extra warmth, or pair it with your distressed boyfriend jeans and favorite pumps. Styling tip. Have you ever tried the monochromatic look? Simply play with the same color family. In the picture for this tip, I've styled my virtual model in a grey wash denim skinny jean and a lighter grey basic V t-shirt. I've added texture and a pop of something different in the form of another neutral, a beige cozy sweater. This is a simple and fun way to style a pretty bland and let's face it, boring beige sweater or cardi. Also, don't be afraid to pair a graphic sweater with a fun and flirty summer skirt. Add some heels or a pair of bootylicious shoes, and you'll be catching compliments and turning heads everywhere you go. Tip number 4, the boyfriend shirt. The boyfriend shirt is my favorite go-to no-fuss transitional piece. Pop it on over a basic or graphic tee, a laced trimmed cami. The juxtaposition is just gorgeous. Your favorite soft Hanley shirt or over your workout gear for a fun athleisure gym to coffee with your bestie vibe. Play with plaid, gingham, chambray, buffalo check, or block color and pair it with leggings, denim, or your favorite skirt. It's relaxed, but bumps up the perceived effort stakes. Under the boyfriend section of this post, you can also find how I'm tying a gingham shirt over a really pretty floral dress. Styling tip, tie the knot. Place your boyfriend shirt around your waist and tie the arms together for a grungy look. It's perfect if you get too warm. Or wear it with your favorite summer dress. Simply leave the last few buttons of the shirt undone and tie the tails together. So fun. Lastly, scrunch, roll, or push up the sleeves and you're good to go. Tip 5. The tights under anything look. Opaque, patterned, sheers, you can put tights with practically anything. Dresses and skirts, well, that's obvious. But have you considered playing with the details? A lace print looks amazing under a simple dress, or be daring and try a pair of fishnets with that knee-length pencil skirt. One of my favorite ways to wear a pair of tights during this transitional seasonal change is underneath shorts with a pair of ankle booties. You can easily remove the tights if the day heats up, but just make sure you've shaved those legs. Styling tip, add an interesting element to a simple outfit by adding a surprising texture or patterned tight. There are so many fun tights to choose from. Everything from the classic opaque to lace and floral, fishnet and chevron, colored and polka dot. Not sure that a bold print or textured tight is for you? Places like Forever 21, H&M, and Target stock a range of poppy, fun, inexpensive options. Which style represents you and will help you transition your summer wardrobe into fall? Tip 6, the shoe switch. As the weather cools down, those tootsies may start feeling the chill first. Consider switching your sandals for ballet flats or a totes adorbs pair of loafers. If you're more of a heels than a flats kind of gal, consider wedges or block heel booties. Not ready for a completely enclosed shoe? No problem. Have you tried a peekaboo booty or pump? I love the hybrid booty / strappy sandal look. Styling tip. You can change the entire look of your outfit by switching out your shoes. For example, a feminine pair of pumps and a basic white tee and a pair of boyfriend jeans will give my outfit a more polished casual look. Whereas the same outfit paired with a white pair of Converse will make my outfit look totally relaxed and oh so chilled. And finally, tip number 7, the accessories. Okay, so maybe the weather where you live hasn't quite reached a temperature where you need to change anything up, but you really want to start immersing yourself into the fall season. That's where fun accessories come into the picture. The blanket scarf. It looks totally amazing with a casual dress, think chambray dress or long sleeve t-shirt and a pair of booties. The wool or felt fedora adds a pop of interest to any outfit. Find a shape and a color that complements your outfit and face shape. The skinny silk necktie. Super fun, lightweight, and is making a huge comeback this season. And there you have it, 7 simple ways to transition your summer wardrobe into fall. As the season progresses, you'll be able to let go of those summer pieces bit by bit and pepper in more of those wintry warm and oh so cozy items. Are you or your wardrobe in need of rescuing? If you answered with OMG, like totally, then you need my 911 style emergency guide. I'll help you decode your beautifully unique body shape and curate a dreamy wardrobe of outfits that are tailored to your personality and lifestyle, all tied up in a pretty shoppable guide. Simply click on the button at the bottom of this page to book your 911 style emergency free consultation. Of course, those are just a few ways you can transition your summer wardrobe into fall. How do you like to transition your summer wardrobe into fall? Let me know in the comments section below or hit reply to this email. And that's all I have for you this time. If you're not already part of the From Shelley with Love family, I invite you to come and join us. Pop your name and email address into one of the email subscription boxes around this blog post, and I'll send you a free copy of my Mirror Mirror Morning Makeover ebook. It'll help take your morning from stressful to sparkly. Otherwise, I will see you again soon. Bye.